What specifically did the committee want you to talk to them about when they called you to testify?
We had reported back in June of 2011 on CMS's utilization of these, the system, the integrated data repository, and the 1PI, as you mentioned. And specifically, they'd asked us to examine their efforts to see whether these systems were in place, whether they'd been developed and implemented, and their progress actually toward achieving goals and objectives and using them to detect fraud, waste, and abuse within the Medicare and Medicaid programs. So specifically, we went into do a status check, get an idea of what, in fact, they were able to achieve from having implemented those capabilities.
Now, as I listened to and then read your testimony, it sounds like CMS might be a little behind schedule. You're right. IDR has been operational and in use since September 2006, but did not include all the data that were planned to be incorporated by fiscal year 2010. If you're looking at this in June of this year and then testifying just a short time ago to the Oversight Committee, sounds like that's not the timeline that CMS expected to be on.
That's correct. They had planned to have additional data in the system by that time. We found that they had included Medicare Parts A, B, and D data as they'd planned, but there were certain other data specifically related to the Medicaid program in particular that was not in the system, as well as something called shared systems data, which is another key piece of data that they will need from multiple systems that they have operating that will allow them to identify and prevent erroneous payments.
The 1PI program you mentioned is another. This one also looks like it has a timeline issue. You write, 1PI program officials plan for 639 program integrity analysts, including 130 Medicaid analysts, to be using the system by the end of fiscal 2010. However, as of October 2010, only 41, less than 7%, were actively using the portal and tools. Now, timeline challenges are found all over government, as you well know, and context is necessary. Is there a context here for explaining why CMS is having these timeline problems?
There is, from our view. We saw that, well, first of all, these are very important tools. These are analytical tools that will allow them to perform really complex analysis on claims and other data. And so it does require that the analysts be trained. What we found, however, was that overall their training plans, their schedules for being able to get all of the users trained and on board with those systems were not as effective as they should be. And once they'd actually started training them, they had to backtrack and actually go back and to the drawing board, essentially, and reinvent their training program, if you will, to be able to train all of the users.
What did you see with that in that context then? Yes, maybe they should have, they could have gotten the training off to a better start, but then once they got it off to the kind of start that it looked like it should be on to, did what you see looked good then?
Well, from the standpoint of what we saw, they lacked a lot in terms of schedules. They lacked a lot in terms of having really looked at the risks and the potential obstacles to their being able to get their training in place. We have not had an opportunity yet to go back to see how this new training program is actually working. They have since told us as late as the end of November that they had now trained, approximately 215 users in the system. But we are curious to go back and see how that training program is working. We want to make sure that they do, in fact, have the reliable schedules, if you will, the established plans, and the risks and assumptions addressed that would make sure that they can continue to move forward.
And talk about the finalization of plans that you recommended.
We asked that they recommended, I should say, that they finalize their plans and develop schedules for putting additional data into IDR so that the scheduling issue wasn't necessarily confined to 1PI. It was also in terms of making sure that they could get the data into IDR. So we recommended that they finalize plans and schedules for incorporating that data. We recommended that they implement and manage those plans and also make sure that they have the established and reliable schedules for training the users. Without training the users and getting them on board, they've not been able to really measure their performance in terms of progress toward meeting the goals of reducing fraud. They can't tell us at this point whether those systems are actually working to help them reduce fraud in the Medicaid and Medicare programs.